ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 8 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 8 एंड 9 इट टुगेदर। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर। कंस पापमतिसख्यम् तव चाननक दुन्दुभे देवक्याष्टमो गर्भो न स्त्री भवतुमर्हति। कंस किंग कंस पापमति very, very sinful. Having a polluted mind. Sakhyam friendship. Tava your. Cha also. Anak dudnuve of Vasudeva. Devakyaha of Devaki. Ashtamah garbha. The eighth pregnancy. Na not. Stri a woman. Bhavitum arhati. Is possible to be. Translation and purpose of Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the translation together with both verses, 8 or 9. Kansa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man. Therefore, having heard from Yogamaya, the daughter of Devaki, that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else. Having heard that the eighth pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kamsa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Jadu dynasty may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take step to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe. Purport. Kamsa knew very well that Yogamaya was, after all, the maid servant of Krishna and Vishnu, and that although Yogamaya had appeared as the daughter of Devaki, she might have been forbidden to disclose this fact. Actually, this was what had happened. Garga Muni argued very soberly that he is taking part in performing the reformatory process for Krishna would give rise to many doubts, so that Kamsa might take very serious steps to kill the child. Kamsa had already sent many demons to attempt to kill this child, but none of them had survived. If Garga Muni were to perform the purificatory process, Kamsa's suspicions would be fully confirmed and he would take very severe steps. Garga Muni gave this warning to Nanda Maharaj. So this verse statement is Gargacharya, the priest or Purohit of Yadu dynasty, Vasudevji, he is speaking. We know Gargacharya came to Gokul, Mahavan. This pastime or coming of Gargacharya to Gokul right after little more than 3 months has passed. Exactly on 100th day, Gargacharya came to Gokul. why he came to Gokul? Gargah Purohito Rajan Yadunam Sumahatapah. Brajam Jagam Nandasya Vasudeva Prachoditam. Personally, Vasudevji advised him, inspired Gargacharya to go to Gokul Mahavan. Because according to the custom of a Kshatriya, one who has taken birth in Kshatriya family, his name giving ceremony or sanskara, Dvijati sanskar, especially Janma sanskar or name giving sanskar, must be performed in 100th day. So, but this is the rule for a Kshatriya. Vasudeva was knowing that my son is living with Nanda Maharaj in shelter of Mother Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj, though he was a Kshatriya, but he was acting as a Vaishya. So Vasudevji become very much suspicious, become very much surprised. Or he was thinking that Nanda Maharaj may not perform Nam Sanskaran of Krishna Balaram on the time. So for that reason he inspired, called both Nanda Gargacharya and said, please Gargacharya, you go to Gokul and perform the Nam Karan Sanskar of my two children, two sons. The Garga Purohito Rajan Yadunam Sumahatva. He was a priest of Yadu dynasty, especially those who were living in Mathura and especially Vasudev. Brajam Jagamah. He went to Braj, he went to Gokul, he went to Mahavan. How? Vasudeva Prachodita. And qualification of Gargacharya here described. Sumahatapah. He was engaged in austerity. And then Superstition came. Gargacharya came in the house of the palace of Nanda Baba in Gokul. So Supavishtam Kritatithyam. Nanda Maharaj very nicely received him and worshipped him. He said, my dear Nanda Baba, address Gargacharya, my dear Gargacharya, your all desire is fulfilled. Nothing you are lacking, nothing, you are self-satisfied, completely satisfied. Still, please tell if I can do your service, I can serve you in any way, in my capacity. And then he worshipped Adhokshaj Dhiya. Here Varnani described that Nand Maharaj worshipped, gave respect, honor to Gargacharya, thinking that Gargacharya is as good as worshipable at Krishna himself. Adhokshaj Dhiya. Atithi Devo Bhava. He was Atithi, came, he became very much pleased. And while addressing he also talks about Gargacharya was a great authority, big authority in astrology, Jyotish Shastra. He was Jyotish Shastri, very much Jyotish Vidya he was doing. Jyotish Vidya is such a Vidya knowledge that one can understand by the power of this Vidya, this knowledge, Jyotish Shastri. One can understand what type of activities karma he has performed in his previous life. This vidya, if someone knows that vidya perfectly, by the extent of that vidya, one can predict, one can tell about the one person's previous life. In previous life, what type of activity he has performed and that activity, how it is affecting in our present life and in future also, in future, what will be if we act in a such a way, acting here, performing activity, then what will be his destiny in future life? So, Gargacharya was a great astrologer. He was knowing very nice astrology. Not he has studied astrology very nicely, rather he has compiled authentic book on the astrology, Jyotish Shastra. So, Nand Baba became very much pleased. He saw that such a great personality, such a great Brahmin, highly elevated personality, today I am able to see his feet, Gargacharya feet. So Nand Baba became very much satisfied, very much pleased. And Nand Baba wanted to take advantage of presence of Gargacharya. Gargacharya is a great personality, great authority in astrology, saintly person, mystic yogi, a devotee, topmost devotee. So certainly Nand Baba, Mother Yashoda developed desire to take advantage of his presence. And he requested Sanskaran Kartumarhasi. Gargacharya, you please perform the sanskar, reformatory ceremony of my two children, Krishna and Balaram. Of course, this time this name was not given. Today he gave this name, Krishna and Balaram. Otherwise, that's to my sons, to my children. So please, sanskaran kartum arhasi. You are most suitable, most qualified person to execute sanskar, especially name giving sanskar, nam karan sanskar of my two children, two boys. Nand Maharaj was very much pleased by the presence of Gargacharya. One reason that he thought that now I will be able to know, understand the auspicious and inauspicious auspicious and inauspicious symptoms of my son, Krishna and Balaram, my two children. So since he is a great authority in astrology, so by the power of astrology, by strength of astrology, Gargacharya will be able to describe auspiciousness and what is auspicious and what is inauspicious in the life of my two children. And besides, he was thinking that such a great personality, we will have the blessings of such a great personality. and by the blessings of Gargacharya, the sense people, if there is in anything inauspicious, bad thing in the life of, in the action of my children, that would be removed. So by the strength of astrology, I will be able to understand, know the auspicious and inauspicious thing in my child's child, and also we will get how that inauspiciousness could be removed from the child, what could be atonement, prayaschit. And also this is the great opportunity, Dasa, and that we will get the blessing, by the blessing of Gargacharya, my children, my two sons, they will become very much glorious. Their life will be very glorious. So for that reason he and then he requested, my dear Gargacharya, please do the sanskaran. Sanskaran kartum arhasi. You are the best suitable person, most qualified personality person to perform sanskara of my two children. This was situation. And then Gargacharya, though it was a very dearly cherished desire of Gargacharya, Gargacharya came with this purpose. All the way from Mathura, Gargacharya came to Mahaban Gokul to do this thing. He was advised, he was requested, he was sent, he was inspired by Vasudev Gargacharya, you please go to Gokul Mahaban and perform reformatory sanskara of my children. So for that reason, with this intention, he came. It was his long cherished desire to perform sanskara of Krishna Balaram. But superficially, Gargacharya said, "Na, Nanda Maharaj, this is not very good. Jadunam aham acharya. I am acharya. I am priest of Jadu dynasty, especially those Jadu who are living, residing in Mathura. Actually, you are also descendants of Jadu Maharaj, but you are not acting as Jadav, as a Kshatriya. You are acting as a Vaishya. So I am Achar, Jadunam Aham Acharya Khyatascha Bhui Sarvada. I am very famous, celebrated personality, known as the priest Acharya of Jadu dynasty. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te Manyate Devaki Sutta. If I would perform sanskar of your children, your sons, so this activity will give rise of many doubts. What of doubt? This kansa papmati. Krishna kansa is papmati. Flow of intelligence mati of kansa doesn't go beyond the this pap. As a fish never comes out from the water voluntarily, similarly kansa mati doesn't come out from the sinful activity, pap mati. So his pap mati. If I will perform, I would perform sanskar of your children, so Kamsa can get some clue why Gargacharya should perform sanskar for the children of Nand Baba. So he will get some clue that these children, they are sons of Vasudev. Sakhyam tau cha anargunga. And beside, your friendship is also with Vasudev. This is also known. Comes to know very nicely. Note that you are related with Nanda Maharaj. You are related with Vasudev as a friend. Both are very intimate friends. And beside Devakya Ashtamo Garbha, Devaki eighth pregnancy, eighth child, the daughter, Bachar, Devakya Ashtamo Garbha na istru istri bhavati marhati. Already there is doubt in the mind of public in general as well as in the mind of Kamsa that Devaki eighth pregnancy, it could not be a female child. Because Devvani, Akashvani directly, frankly, inform Kamsa that eighth son of Devaki would kill him. But when Devaki gave birth, at that time, everybody could understand, known, apparently it was known that she gave birth of a female child, a girl, and that child took the shape of Durga Devi and flew in the sky. And also that child, Durga Devi, Yogmaya, also she has told, informed Kamsa that your killer, your enemy has already taken birth somewhere else. So already this doubt is there that enemies or killer of Kamsa has taken birth somewhere else. And you are requesting me to perform sanskara for namkaran sanskara for your child, then it will give rise of many doubts in the mind of public in general, especially in the mind of Kamsa, because he is papmati. He will think, how come, why should Gargacharya should perform sanskar for the child of Vasudev, Nanda Baba, your child? Iti sin chaitanya. So, if I will do sanskara for your child, certainly it will create a big havoc. Kamsa will take a serious step. He will become serious and may Kamsa comes here and kills your child. Then what will happen to Nanda Baba? Please, don't request me to do this. Your priest is there, Bhanguri and other personality, they can perform, not me. If I will do this, certainly this will going to create a big havoc in your life. So, though Gargacharya has cherished desire, unki tibri iksha thi, isi iksha se aaye bhi the ki mujhe karna hai. But superficially, he is denying. Say, no, no, I will not do. Why Gargacharya did not want to perform? Superficially, he had desire to do that. But he was thinking that if I will perform nam sanskar of two children, public in general, then during the according to astrology, at the time of sanskar, namkaran sanskar, One, I have to reveal the eternal Nitya Siddha name of Krishna. We are giving the samskar. Then at that time, a person, an astrologer, priest, is supposed to reveal, describe name. So Krishna has already his eternal names, Nitya Siddha name. I am not going to give any name. Already existing name I am going to, Vishnu name is there, I am going to give him. And at that time I must speak about the child's past, present and future activities as well. This is during the astrologer, at that time they describe the previous life, previous activity, what type of personality this was in his previous life. Whether this was sinful personality or pious personality. So I have to describe the previous activity, pastime of Krishna. As well, I have to describe the present pastime, Leela of Krishna, and not only present, in future also. So if I will do in publicly, then maybe Nand Baba's emotion, bhav, mood, vatsalya bhav may be disturbed. If I have to majesty of Krishna, Krishna is Supreme Personality, or he creates everything. And Nanda Baba was the love blinded personality, premand. Nanda Baba Maharaj emotion bhav was, he was always considering that he is my child, ordinary child, helpless child, I am his father. And he loved Krishna in this mood, and his love is spontaneous, not due to some great majesty, opulence, but it is due to the madhurya, sweetness of Krishna. So Nanda Baba, Gargacharya wanted that I should not perform namkaran sanskar in public. If it happened, though Nanda Baba's mood would be disturbed. Maybe Nanda Maharaj's mood would be intact, could not be disturbed, because his love is so strong, so intense, that anything you tell, Nanda Baba will take it according to his own mood. Even we know, Krishna lifted Govardhan hill with his, on his left little finger, left hand little finger. So it was a good enough reason to believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not an ordinary boy. But even Krishna lifted Govardhan hill continuous for 7 days and night, Mother Yashoda's affection, vatsalya, remain in intact. She was thinking, no, it is not Krishna who lifted Govardhan hill. Rather, many cowherd boys, they were also helping. Besides, Krishna has blessings of Brahmanas. So blessings of Brahmana is working in my weak child, innocent child. He is not. So Nand Gargacharya was very much convinced that I will tell anything and everything, everything and anything. Still, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba Vatsalya would not be disturbed. Would say anything, but they will take according to their bhav, Vatsalya bhav. But if I will do other people, other Brajvasi, they may get some doubt. All the maybe this Supreme Personality of God.
So Gargacharya was telling that no, I don't want to do superficially only. He wanted that it sanskar must be done in a secluded place, ekant, where only Nand Baba, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, only three personalities should be present. No one should be present. For that reason, Gargacharya wanted to bring in this situation that Nand Baba says that no, then you perform the, I will not make any big festival. No festival would be arranged. You do it in a secluded place. Alakshito asmin rahasi. He says that no, I don't want to perform your sons nam karan sanskar, because if I will do, then great havoc would be created by Kansa. He, Kansa, may kill your child. Then say, okay, alakshito asmin rahasi. Then Gargacharya, you please perform rahasi in ekant. Even my intimate, close relative, even they would be not, no, they will not present there. Only I will be there. Of course, Yashoda is mother. Mother would be there, Yashoda and Rohini. Only three person we will do. You do perform the activity. Sanskar. Sanskaran kartum harasi. You please perform. So here, superficially, Gargacharya was thinking that if I will do this sanskar publicly, in a gorgeous festival, Nand Baba may arrange big festival because he is only one son. Then Nand Maharaj, if I will describe about the glories of Krishna, past life of Krishna, past activities, how he appeared as Ram, Chandra and Narsingh, and this I have described. Then maybe Nand Maharaj mood would be disturbed. So in one sense, I would be offender of Nand Maharaj. I will disturb his way of bhakti, devotional service. Maybe opulence, majesty could enter, aishwarya could enter, and his bhav or his mood could be minimized. Though from his side he was very much conscious, Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba mood will be not be disturbed. But if other Vrajvasi, if their mood will disturb, then Krishna will not appreciate my activity. Because other Vrajvasi, they are also preman. They are as good as blind person when we think about their affection for Krishna. So Gargacharya did not want to disturb the mood of Brajavasi. Therefore, though it was very long and intensely cherished desire of Gargacharya to perform the Namkaran Sanskar, but superficially, outwardly, he is telling that no, Gargacharya, Nand Baba, it is not very good for me to perform your activity. In one point, Nand Baba also gave one argument that how Kansa would be able to know. And here in Gokul some incident happened, he is busy in his political affair in Mathura. How he will came to know? Yadunam aham acharya. I am acharya ए ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी, ख्यातश्च भूय सर्वदा इन पृथ्वी. सो माई मूवमेंट वेयर आई गो इट इज इट विल कुड नॉट बी हिडन. टूडे आर टूमोरो कंसर विल केम टू नो दैट गर्गाचार्य हैज विजिटेड देयर. ए ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी एडनी पर्सन गो हियर नो बडी नोटिस बट इज सम ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी ग्रेट ब्रिग पोलिटिशियन आर बिग पर्सनैलिटी दे कम दे नो. सो आई एम भूय सर्वदा माई मूवमेंट इवन डेमी गॉड ऑल्सो नो दैट वेयर आई एम प्रेजेंट नॉट दैट आई एम नो बडी नो दी आई एम नॉट इन आई एम वेरी मच सिग्निफिकेंट पर्सनैलिटी इन मथुरा. सुतम मया संस्कृतम मन्यते देवकी सुतम. सो आई एम नोन. सो नंद बाबा देन कृष्ण कि नो देन absolutely alone in secluded place where there even not even a single residence of my village would be not present there. Only I will be there, mother Jashoda would be there, Rohini would be there, and the two children. The children 100 year old, 3 months little more than that, what they could not understand it. So here, superficially, outwardly, Gargacharya requesting that Nanda Baba, please don't force me, don't insist. It is not good for you, for us, for anything to do this thing, sanskar, by me. If I would do, then you are inviting a great danger. Kamsa may take it very seriously that I have performed. Acharya, priest of Jadu dynasty, have performed. Name giving ceremony of Nanda Baba. Then Kamsa may get some clue that this child is the son of Vasudev. So, Nanda Baba, however, Nanda Baba convinced, Nanda Baba was able to convince, okay, then in secluded place, and name given ceremony, Nam Karan Sanskar was performed, not in the house of Nanda Baba, in the Gosala, cow shed, Gosala, some dead, cows has gone forest. Morning hours, cow jayega, all the gopas out in Vrindavan, herding cow, taking care of cow. At that time, no one was present there. Even some maid servant, other people were present in house of Nanda Baba. So Nanda Baba, not in it, Nanda Mahal also. Way away, only small some calf were present, baby cows. Baby bulls were present and their name giving ceremony was performed. Okay, so here so we have any question or comment? No, he was not concerned about his personal Krishna met, but he was thinking that if I will describe, then mood of Brajvasi would be disturbed and this would be great offense in the lotus feet of the Brajvasi. If I start describing partial activity, incarnation of Krishna and the future and the present, then some people may think that this boy is Supreme Personality of God. And as soon as they will understand the opulence, greatness of Krishna, they their pure spontaneous love would be minimized, mood would be because they were loving Krishna, they were thinking that his ordinary boy, son of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda has given birth. The boy has, child has taken shelter in the womb of Mother Yashoda for 10 months. So their mood was just, but as soon as the opulence came, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the spontaneous love, Shuddha Prem, that becomes slackened, that becomes sithil ho jata hai, minimized ho jata hai. So Gargacharya, and if this happens, then it is Krishna, and Krishna also want, Krishna don't want that he should be, Nanda Baba should be knowing that I am Supreme Personality of God. So if I will do that, it will be great, big injustice towards the Brajavasi, disturbing their mood, Vatsalya Bhav. And if the Brajavasi would be disturbed, then certainly Krishna will not appreciate. I will be like an offender in the lotus feet of Brajavasi, as well as offender for Krishna also. I will displease Krishna and I would offend Brajavasi.
Second question, if this much is sacred, this is so confidential, why the Lord makes such an arrangement at the time of marriage, the hidden voice coming from to inform to Kamsa, this is 8th cycle going to kill you. This is must. Second,
Yogamaya himself openly said, someone born some other place is going to kill you. This much secret, why is such an arrangement? Open the secret to Kamsa. Why? First, why Yogamaya opened the secret? Of course, Shiva himself came out from the grip of Kamsa. Shiva is right in the sky. Then, then why Yog Maya reveal this secret that your enemy has taken place somewhere else? Prashna hai na? Why no? Yog Maya kept silence. She has gone. Kamsa, let Kamsa be in the illusion. There one thing also Yogamaya told for the now onward you don't try to kill any further children. Because you are thinking maybe he will be okay, not 8, then 9. So Devaki will give birth of 9 and he will kill. So she wanted to refrain Kamsa from killing the further children of Devaki. Otherwise, okay, not 8, then 9. Already he has done. Only Akashvani has informed that 8th child, then he has already received 1, 2, 3, 7, 8. So now, if he will think that okay, 8th child become a female and the Durga, then maybe Devaki will keep Devaki in the prison house furthermore, so that when she gives birth of 9th child, then he will kill 9th and 10, 11, he will continue. So she wanted to refrain Kamsa killing the further child of Devaki. For that reason, he revealed that. Okay, next, ab dusra prashna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.